Yes, I've got a lot to talk about today. What's my number one favorite person in the world? The Dark Lord, old Teflon Tone, been up to this week? Well, that's right. It's Sunday, and here in the UK, that means former Prime Minister Anthony B. Lyer himself automatically makes it to the front page of every major newspaper just by opening his mouth. I've been tracking this for weeks. And he does it every single Sunday. Only this time, it's quite newsworthy, given that he's called the alleged President of the United States, rightly, an imbecile. Now, before you start getting all based to Blair about this, let me remind you that Blair's entire strategy, always and at all times, is to flank his opposition in a manner that seems to come from the right. In fact, he published this piece in the Mail on Sunday, Britain's nominally most right-wing newspaper. To put it in context for American viewers, this is the publication that Peter Hitchens writes for. Let's look past the fact that this murderous bar steward got us into this mess in the first place, and think about on how many fronts the Dark Lord is pushing for the forces of evil here all at once. Let me count the ways. First, he is doing the bidding, as he always has, of the neocons. There isn't a forever war that Blair hasn't supported, from Bosnia to Iraq to Afghanistan to Syria and whatever else. And so, of course, he spots a chance here to gaslight the public into wanting us to stay in Afghanistan for longer. He's already saying that jihadis around the world are cheering and playing up on the war on terror angle. Do you remember that? However, from the American perspective, this gives all his old buddies in Washington, in all those think tanks, and all their buddies over in the mainstream media over there, the chance to say, look at the international condemnation. And they can hold up a front page and they can see a man of Blair's fame and stature calling the president an imbecile. And this will play. It will play on Fox as well as MSNBC and CNN. It will play. This is all grist to the neocon mill, domestically in the UK, domestically in the US, and also internationally. Note, by the way, that the source for all this, yes, he printed it in the Mail on Sunday, but it also went out in the Associated Press Newswire. That means it went from AP to all news sources around the world on Sunday. Anyway, that's just the first dark maneuver. But there is a second one. Blair has ruled himself out from making a comeback, which means he is definitely trying to make a comeback. Now, let's rewind a moment to the peak of Blair's powers. It is 2003. The Dark Lord has been in power for 6 long years at this point, and already he's invaded both Iraq and Afghanistan. He has cozied up to George W. Bush, and this presents a problem for his image at home. You see, all Blair's twat friends in all Blair's twat politically correct circles would really rather he did more to stand up to that brash cowboy W. Not knowing, of course, that Blair was the one who was really keen on war in the first place. That it, in fact, was Blair who was the one who convinced Bush that he could sell the WMD weapons of mass destruction shit to the public. But, you know, they were twats, so what does it matter? Anyway, one of Blair's twat friends and financial supporters was the filmmaker Richard Curtis, who liked to make films starring another one of Blair's twat friends and financial supporters, the actor Hugh Grant. Well, what better way to give Blair's twat friends what they wanted by rewriting the wrongs of reality in fiction by casting Hugh Grant as Tony Blair in Love Actually, the feel-good film of that year? You see, when John Major was in power, all films about Britain, in all times, at all places, showed it as a dreary place. But when Tony Blair was in power, as if by magic, from 1997 onwards, all films about Britain showed it as an amazing, feel-good place, almost like a fairy tale. The dreariness didn't really return, as if by magic, until Austerity Britain under David Cameron in 2010. Sorry, I'm going to have to interrupt this video to go on a rant within a rant here. This situation is ridiculous, if you think about it. Under Major, we got Naked, a Mike Leigh black comedy showing the dark undercurrent of Britain. We got Trainspotting, a Danny Boyle black comedy showing what a total and utter shithole Glasgow is. We got Brassed Off, showing some working class people struggle to maintain hope in a quarry town after the pit closed. We got Full Monty, showing working class people struggle to maintain hope in Sheffield after all the steel factories closed down. Things could only get better, folks. Then, starting just a year later, let's look at some of the utter wank to come out under Blair. Notting Hill, a feel-good comedy set in a London that no one has ever seen. East is East, a multicultural feel-good comedy. Shakespeare in Love, an utterly vapid cringe fest targeted squarely at Americans and suits. About a boy. Actually, this one was kind of okay, but still basically the first world problems of a first world wanker. Bend It Like Beckham, another feel-good wank fest, only this time about women playing football and other progressive themes. Who could forget the pseudo-profundity of Sliding Doors? Oh, how sophisticated you all were. Fucking crap. Bridget Jones's Diary. As if the hardest problem in Britain in 2001 was who to snog, Hugh Grant or Colin Firth. Core blimey, eh, Ledettes, eh? Fucking cattle, a lot of you. I mean, what happened to Mike Leigh and Danny Boyle and all those left-wing filmmakers from 1997 to 2010? What were they fucking doing for that 13 years? Life was just wonderful, was it? Because Blair and Brown opened a few job centres or whatever. Jokes, the lot of them. Anyway, in Love Actually, our hero, Hugh Tony Blair Grant, actually finds the nerve to stand up to the US president to wild applause from his adoring, fawning fans. Now, let's fast forward to 2021. Now Boris Johnson is the Prime Minister and Tony Blair is just some bloke who sits on a few boards and runs a few NGOs and who still has the same friends in the media as he did 20 years ago and the same friends in Washington. Boris can't, for obvious reasons, come out and call Biden an imbecile. Obviously he can't because he's the Prime Minister and, you know, the special relationship, etc. But Blair can. And you see, he's flanking Boris once again, nominally, to the right, in a way that is naturally appealing to all of Boris's supporters, superficially speaking, but for the darkest of reasons. And, mark my words, there will be thousands right this minute, across the country, millions falling for just this bullshit. Third, let's make no mistake, there's no way a man as super connected as Blair, let's remember, he gets his money directly from the Dark Lord, William Fence himself. There's no way that a man like this is taking shots at the king unless the king is being taken out. It looks to me as if they are shoveling as much dirt onto Biden as possible here to find an excuse to get rid of him at the soonest possible convenience, even if it means President Kamala Harris. At this point, they don't care. Why should they? There's no way you get a major, major shot across the bows like this, heard around the world and sent across Associated Press around the world from a top-level Dark Lord like Blair if Biden's cards are not marked. They are sharpening their knives already. Remember, Pelosi redrafted that 25th Amendment and it was never for Trump. Anyway, since I'm in such a great mood today, it's a good time to announce my long-awaited summer sale on the academic agency, coupon code SUMMER25. I realise today that there's only about a week of summer left. So yes, 25% off all courses at the academic agency until the end of the month. Only not for Foundations of Research because, one, it's only just come out, and also at £50, I'm basically giving it away. 25% of nothing, well, it can't be done. Nothing comes of nothing. Come again. Who said that? Anyway, summer sale, 25% off, yay, alright, get out.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, shh, come this way, lend me your ears. Secrets of ancient rhetoric can now be yours for a trifling sum. The art of persuasive argument is all around us. In fact, we are surrounded by it. We live in a rhetorical age, but this is seldom taught, and even more seldom explained. It is not for you to know, they said. The master of grammar knows how to write with clarity, precision, and correctness. The master of logic knows how to disarm his opponents with reason alone, and both can be powerful adversaries. But the master of rhetoric can outflank both, caring as he does little for their rules and even less for their defeated tears. The master of grammar asks, "Is this sentence correct? Is this sentence clear?" The master of rhetoric wonders, "Does my speech have the power to sway the passions? Can my words move the crowd?" Yes, it can. Yes, it can. The master of logic trains his mind to eliminate fallacies and formulate correct and well-defined arguments. The master of rhetoric knows that the reasoning mind can be flooded with emotions, that the flood can short-circuit logic and overwhelm his opponent, who will crumple. They will wonder why their well-written, well-reasoned arguments were so defenseless against the rhetor's apparent ability to bend reality to his will. Do the faces in the crowd not see through this dark magic? The master of rhetoric laughed at their wonder. He looked at the bemused, despairing face of the master of logic and spoke. "Harness that wonder, my friend. It was your own beloved Socrates who said, 'The only true wisdom is in knowing that you know nothing.' And wonder is the beginning of wisdom." He turned to the master of grammar. "So lucid and correct your prose, but why does nobody listen to you? It was your own favorite, George Orwell, who wrote, 'Perhaps a lunatic was simply a majority of one.' Do not rail at the crowd for what is in their nature. Understand what they are, and they will listen to you." And with that, the master of rhetoric was gone. Find out what else he has to say by signing up to Foundations of Rhetoric. Fulfill your destiny and complete the Trivium. Be sure to like this video and subscribe. And if you really like my content, maybe consider joining the channel or donating or maybe even buy a mug. I am grateful for all of your support. Now get out.